We are learning Masechta Zuma Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning a brand new perek, Perek Berishoina. This perek is around 6 plot long, and discusses the lotteries, the paisim that they made in the Beis Hamikdash for different avodas. Zok the Mishnah Berishoina. By the beginning, the first avodah of the day, as we said before, is Trumas Hadeshem. What they go up to Tapan Hazbeach and they take off a shovel full of ashes and they put it on the side of the kevesh, on the east side of the kevesh. But by the beginning, they didn't have a pious for that. They didn't have a lottery for that. And how did they ascertain who should be the Kayin who does the Trumas Hadashim? Rishayna Kalmi should write to literary Mesem Hazbeach, Tyrim, whoever wanted it, whoever showed up first, they got it. Was Van Shem Rubim, when there's a lot of Kahanim who showed up in the morning, early in the morning, to do the Trumas Hadashim. So used to have a race. Rotzen Va'ulim Bekevesh, they ran up the Kevesh. Whoever got into the four Amos within the top of his back, we'll see in the later on exactly where the four Amos were. Whoever got there first, Zocha, he was Zocha in the Trumas Hadashan. And the Kevesh was 32 Amos long. I have said before 30 Amos, it was 32 Amos long, the Kevesh. And they ran up the Kevesh. Whoever was Zocha first, he got the Zocha to Trumas Hadashan. What happens if they raced up the Kevesh and they both were even? They was a tie. The Muna says to them, "Hitzbiu, let's do a raffle, a lottery." And they stick out a finger. Hitzbiu, Loshon Esbai, stick out a finger. And Rashi says, not only these two, but everyone is included in the raffle. The Taisyon says, Pasuk Shad is because, we'll see, how do you do this raffle? Well, how you do this lottery is, every Kohen sticks out a finger, and he picks a number, he says 183, and he counts the number. That number is much more than the count here. Let's say it's 25 kanim, it's 183. And he goes around and around, and whoever lands up 183 on, he'll be the one who wins it. So it's only two people, so any number he gives will know who the winner is right away. Because if it's an odd number, then it's the first coin who starts counting. If it's an even number, it's the second coin. That's why the Taisyantif, that's Rashi, why he says that everyone gets included in the lottery. Others learn that it's a din that when you have the race, just because there's two won the race, that's not really a chalais to anything. And therefore, since that didn't work out, you go back to the beginning and you make a lottery for everything else. And in B'tzibot El Ha'aloch and the Magen Avraham, Kuflam Abay, Zagavi Ashayla there, if who should say Kaddish, that there was an argument who should say Kaddish, and they had a certain way of figuring it out. But if they couldn't figure it out, they made a lottery, everyone was included in the lottery, even the people. Because it was Shloishim or Yardside, this, but everyone was included in the lottery. Once he made a lottery, he brings a raya from this Gemara. Al Kaponim, so Mishteim Shav Ma'amuna Omelhem Etzbiu, put out a Etzba, Humayin Ritzin. What? I know, so the heroes made this Dina Kadima technically because running up these two won the race. So we see when you make a lottery is a different din, and then you go redo it, the whole thing. Umayim Mitzin Achas Eshtayim. How many fingers you stick out? Either one or two. And the Gemara doesn't ask, what does it mean one or two fingers? We'll see in the Gemara. But Vayim Mitzin Agoidel, Vemikdash. You can't stick out a thumb. And what's the reason? Because maybe if a guy sees, when it gets to the number, like in the 150s already, he already chaps who's going to be the winner. So he figures if he sticks out an extra finger now, can be counted twice, he'll win. So what he does is he sticks out a thumb, and they don't chaf that it's the same person because the thumb is very separated from the finger. Therefore, the Benatakana, you never can stick out a thumb for anything. Even for the one finger, you can't stick out a thumb when you do this lottery. Now, Maisa Shahayu, Shneim Shavim. So now, till now, they only made a lottery if the two Kahanim who raced up the Kevesh were a tie. So Maisa Shneim Shavim, Berotzma Yilma Kevesh, they were running up the Kevesh and they were tie. It looks like it was going to be a tie. But one Kohen pushed his friend, but Nafal, he fell off the Kevesh, and Nisper Rag broke his foot. The Kivin Jerah Bezin Shabbat, the Sakana, Bezin saw is coming to Sakana. His Kinu Shlayu Tarmis is Bechel Pais. They were sacking that the only way the Kohen is Zeicha to do the Chumas Hadashan is only through a lottery, not through racing, because it got dangerous. And the Mishnah ends off, Arba Pais is Hayasham, Zeh Pais region. There were four lotteries in the race of Mikdosh, and this was number one. The first lottery, which was the Gabi Chumash Deshen. The Tais Shonim speaks out, the Lachar, how you run up the Kevesh? The luck is that when you hear, if you run up the Kevesh, we assumed that while you're running up the Kevesh, whoever wins, he'll just do the Chumash Deshen while he's up there. He's not going to come back down. That's his Avaida. And the cash is that when you do Avaida, you have to walk up the Kevesh, Eikev B'tzad Goydel, because it says, Le Saleh B'malis HaMizvachid, I'll walk up the steps. because you separate your feet a lot. So if you run up also, you're separating your feet. So therefore, you're supposed to walk slowly. So how did Ladder have a race? So Tosfos Shem says two terutzim. Either he says that here it was not b'shas avayda. So I guess he's learning that here just was a race, and then they won the avayda. What?
Why are they using the
kevesh? What? Mm-hmm. Because I guess it's uphill. It makes it a little harder. I don't know. It's a good question. So he says he doesn't say. He says the way he says the Targum is that he wasn't v'shem akimin shloi hoyu adayin asukim va'avayda kamei balochas varam lekevesh yichayim laretz. That's one teretz. Whatever that teretz is, I'm not sure. And second teretz is they taka ran up ekev v'tzad goydel. They ran up like a turtle race. They ran up like that. That's the way they ran up, and that's the two truths in Mother Tyson's shot. Okay, Zakti Gemara. So our Mishnah basically said that first they used to run up, and then afterwards, when it became dangerous, they started making lotteries. Or if it was a tie, they made a lottery. And the question is, everything else has a lottery. Why did they make a lottery in the first place? Why did they have this thing running up? My time to run pais. Why beginning didn't they? Weren't they mistaken a pais? So Gemara answers like this: Mekara Sava, Kima Davar is Lily. The Chazal, the Kadam saw, and the Chazal saw that since Shuvas Deshen is done by night, people are not machshavit. It's only Choshev Avayda when it's by day. By night, they look at it as a secondary Avayda. Kima Davar is Lily. Loi Chashivelu. It's not Choshev for them. Loi Asu. No one's gonna come. No one's gonna come. But if they feel they can win, then they'll come. If it's a lottery, they're not gonna come. What's the chance of winning the lottery? But once they see that they can win a race, they say, I'm very quick. They do a little practice, a little bike v'chai, and then they come. They'll run up over here. They feel it's in their power, and therefore, even though it's not so chashuv to them, they'll come. So given the chazu because there's a kana, but the soul is coming to the kana, to kill the pious, they made a pious. So the Gemara's answering, the reason why they didn't have a pious in the first place, the lottery in the first place, is because they were scared people weren't going to come because it's not chashuv to them, avodas laila. Pray the Gemara, v'ra'avorim u'pedorim d'avodas laila, the mitzvah, the avodah, putting the avarim u'pedorim, those are the limbs and the insides and the emurim on the mizbeach, which means they take it from the kevesh to the mizbeach, that was avodas laila, but the kiddush l'avraham paisa, and there's a special pious for that. And mitchila, right away they made a pious for that. It's avodas laila because halacha is the whole night you makriv devarim pedarim. So Gemara answers, soif avodi yamamahi. Lemaisa, it's more chashuv to people because that is the end of the avodas of yom. So that's more chashuv to them. For the Gemara, hainam is also chashuv. Tchilas avodi yamamahi. It's considered the first avodah of the day. Dabar Rabbi Yechanan, kiddush yodav l'tumas hadeshen lemacha in tzarach lekadosh kara kiddush mitchila la'avodah. The halacha is that you have to kiddush yodayim every single day when you come to the base of Mikdash. And Alfi Rebbe in Mesechus Zvachim, Lino, if it's overnight, you also, even if you stay in the base of Mikdash the whole night, if you went overnight, you also have to do kiddush yodayim regalayim. But when you did it for Tumas Hadeshen, which is right before Alayis HaShachar, that works for the day. And that's what Yechon said. It's a kiddush yod, Tumas Hadeshen, lemacha in tzarach lekadosh. Why? Shekara kiddush mitchila la'avodah. You're ready with Kaddish for Avodah. So it sounds like that it's the first Avodah of the Yom. So why is that Chashuv? So my answer is no, you could tweak Rabbi Yechanan. Eimash Kara Kiddush Metchil La'Avodah. You will Mekadish your hands and feet before you do Shemesh Dashen for the Avodah of the Yom, but that means like the Tamid and other Avodahs, the Shem Avodah. And it's still not arrived from Rabbi Yechanan that the Shemesh Dashen is the first Avodah of the day. Akaponim. The first mahalach of the Gemara is the reason why they didn't make a pious for Tumas Hadeshen is because it was not chashuv for people since for Kahanim since it was avodas laila and not avodas yom. The second pshat in the Gemara is second mahalach in the Gemara is more practical. Ikad Amri mikara savar v'agin didn't make a lottery. Why? Kivin dika oinas shina since it's hard to get up in the morning, you want to sleep. Also, people are not going to come, and therefore they just made a race, didn't make a lottery, because this way, someone won't wake up. Just to get a lottery, he'll wake up because he thinks he could win. Kivin the chazu the asu, the asu namas kanin, so people started coming, I was coming to ask, a lot of people came. Tekin l'rabbonim pious, and masakin a pious. Afraid to Gemara, you don't make a pious for things that are oineshina, that you have to keep awake. V'arim u'pidorim, the ika oineshina, tekin l'rabbonim pious. The varim u'pidorim is a job, So Tosfos speaks out, even though you can start it by day, but it's a job the whole night. Why? Because whoever his job was to bring up the Evarim Kedoshim from the Keves Mizbeach also had to watch for the Pekim. We have before, something pops off the Mizbeach, you have to put it back on. So they had to stay up the whole night watching the Maracha. So it's also a hard job. You have to stay, you can't go to sleep. Seventh thing tomorrow, biggest side. Shani Migno Mimekom. That you see from here, there's a difference between going to sleep and waking up. It's easier to stay up at night than to wake up early in the morning. That's easier. If, you know, if you have to do either one, it's easier not to go to sleep than to wake up early. And therefore, the Chumah Sedeshen was, they didn't make a pious right away because it was hard to get up. Agav, the Shurim and Tzorim and Tzorim Alacha brings a right in this Gemara that has a choice to say, Slichas after Chatzos at night or early in the morning. It's better early in the morning. Because you see from this Gemara, it's harder to get up in the morning, so it's a big kapara to wake up in the morning than after Chatzos. Notice I said after Chatzos because before Chatzos, it says the Mishaburu, you're not allowed to say, you don't need this before Chatzos. Zokta Gemara. The Tekanta Lahach Gisa Havoi, Tekanta Lahai Gisa Havoi. Beit Gemara Kasham, that the besides for the winning Chumash Adeshan, they also got the job. Whoever did Chumash Adeshan was able to pick with him the one who did the Sida Maracha and the Shnei Gzira Eitzim. He was the one who was able to pick. Or he was Zeicha himself, it's a shayla how to learn. But Akaponim, besides Shumas Adeshin, he was Zeicha with the setting up the Maracha, means putting the wood on the Maracha, and bringing the two Gzira Eitzim. So, since it's all with one Kayin, so it's a very Chashav Avoida, so it's unique Kapayis. What do we answer now? Either we answer because it wasn't Chashav, or because you had to wake up early, but the cash is, there's more than just Chumas Adeshin. The one who won Chumas Adeshin got more than one job. He also got the job of Sidim HaRach, which is a very chosh of a job. He has a lot of jobs. So most kashas, the Kant L'Hach Gisa Havoy, the Kant L'Hach Gisa Havoy. You should make a pious for this reason, Titania. Misha Zocha B'Chumas Adeshin. Whoever was Zeicha in the Chumas Adeshin, Zeicha Zocha B'Sidim HaRach, or B'Shnei Gzira Eitzim. Zeicha also was setting up the HaRach, and with bringing the two Gzira Eitzim. Omer Avashi, Shtei takanas hava. It wasn't by the beginning. It was no takana for Sidim HaRach Shnei Gzira Eitzim. This is how it went down. Shtei takanas hava. Mikaru sava le'osu. Beginning they said they're not going to come because early. Let's say early in the morning. Or it's not chashuv. Kivin dechazal ka'osu. V'asu nami sakana. Tekilu le'paisa. Made a pais. But now it went the opposite way. Kivin tekilu le'paisa. Now they made a lottery. Le'osu stopped coming. It was too early. It wasn't chashuv. Amri. They said mi'yem le'mirami lon. Who said it's going to land up on us the lottery? It's not worth it. After them was Sakin. Whoever was Zeicha Chumash Adeshin was Zeicha and Sidim HaRach HaShnei Gzira Eitzim. And now, oh, that's already a big thing. It was worth it to come the lottery because there was a lot at stake and they could get a lot of avoiders on it and therefore it encouraged people to come again even though it was a lottery. It says, Vazman Shem Rum, what did they do? They raised up, this is before the lottery, before they got to the lottery point, they raced up the Kevesh. Whoever got within the first four Amos was Zeicha. Four Amos of what? So the Gemara says a few pashta things just to get you where your four Amos are, and then we have a shayla about it. Amar Rava, Pshitali Arba Amos Da'ara, Amar Papa, Amar Papa, Pshitali Arba Amos Da'ara, Loi. That, when it says Arba Amos, doesn't mean when you got within four Amos of the Kevesh, or the floor in front of the Kevesh. That for sure not, because it's Rotsin Va'ilim B'Kevesh time. You definitely have to run up the Kevesh a little bit. Kamaisa Nami doesn't mean the first four Amos of the Kevesh. It doesn't mean that either. Kamaisa Nami, Lois, is Rotsin Va'ilim B'Kevesh, the ramp of the Kevesh, then Tanan, V'Hodah Kol HaKadim Z'Chayra. Then it says whoever gets there first. The Baini maybe means a four Amos point somewhere in the middle of the Kevesh, Loi. Loi Messiah Milsa, because that's, we don't know, it's not exact space, we don't know, the Mishnah doesn't say where to stop. So when it says four Amos, it's got to be something Mesuyim, something exact. So Pshitali, the Gabi Mizbeach Tanan. It's posh, what it means is, I'm running up the Kevesh, when I get up to four Amos within the Mizbeach, that is when you want. But the Gemara of the Shiloh, what does it mean, four Amos within the Mizbeach? The way the Kevesh and the Mizbeach was shaped, we know the Mizbeach is a square on top, but jutting out first is the Amma Soiviv, and then the bottom is the Amma of Yisoid. Actually, there was no Yisoid on that side, but there was space for Yisoid. The Kevesh was 32 Ammas long, but the last two Ammas went over the Mizbeach, technically, because it went over the Soiviv and over the Makom Yisoid. So when you stay within 4 amas of the Mizbeach, do we mean 4 amas of the roof of the Mizbeach? Or do we mean 4 amas of the Mizbeach, which is 2 amas before that? Because the Mizbeach starts by the Amah Yisoid. So you say within 4 amas, do you mean 6 amas away from the Mizbeach, from the top, or from the end of the Kevesh, or 4 amas from the end of the Kevesh?
What?
And it
didn't go
up. It was a mamash, a mashu. It was a mashu, but that we're not counting, yeah. So Bayra Papa, Arba Amish Omru, Bahade Amba Yesai, Bahama Yesai. We mean 4 amas together with the Amma Yesai and the Said and Amma Yesai, which means 4 amas from the roof of the Mizbeach, which means it went over 2 amas over the Mizbeach, ready? Oidilma, Barma Amish Yesai, Bahama Yesai, besides for that, and 6 amas away from the roof of the Mizbeach. And the mark comes out, Teiku, which is talk a little bit of Aura that. This is Shikl Hilchas al Mashiach, really. My Dahava Hava, which we had a Kasha for. So it's the Mechfarshim has a Kasha. I didn't see a terrorist to this. But like, what's the difference? It's not negating anyone. We have a pious now, and the Mashiach is not up now. But come on, where's the Shiloh? What was the race, the 4 amas? Was it from 4 amas away from the top of Mizbeach, or 6 amas from the top of the Mizbeach?